This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. You're in the kitchen making dinner. You go to the drawer, you pull out a knife. You notice it's a bit dull, so you run it through that knife sharpener thing you have in that same drawer. Happens all the time, right? In Spain, it doesn't quite work that way. The job of knife sharpener is a tradition over there. Somebody arrives at your doorstep, your home or your business, usually on a motorcycle, and hand sharpens your knives. But that tradition and the job is slowly disappearing, as the BBC's Tom Burridge reports from Seville.
You might just be able to make out what is an unmistakable sound in Spain. For people here in this neighbourhood in the southern, beautiful Spanish city of Seville, it means just one thing. It's knife sharpening time.
53-year-old Rafael Romero del Campo has been sharpening knives in Seville since he was 13.
I have 5 children and 4 grandchildren. And my job as a knife sharpener feeds them all.
Do you like your job?
The truth is there's no other work. I've been doing it for so many years that I love it.
There goes the engine. Wheel rotates at speed. And then Rafael moves each knife to and fro across the wheel. And in a matter of minutes, you won't find a sharper knife in Seville. It's 9:30 in the morning and we've come to the Bodegon Sierra, which is as typical a Spanish cafe as you can find. Workers are in here before they start their day glugging down milky coffee. This is a really poor working class neighbourhood. And outside is Rafael's motorbike. These local businesses pay Rafael's wage. Miguel travels around Seville on his motorbike. But when he started, when he was 13, he spent 3 years travelling around on a bicycle, and he used the bicycle to sharpen knives.
Rafael's whistle warns potential customers he's in town.
We're in another neighbourhood now, outside the fishmonger of Miguel Paredes.
Miguel talks us through a selection of his fresh fish, before proudly showing us his fish knife in action. And yes, the knife makes the fish look like butter.
Everywhere we go with Rafael, people greet him and shake his hand. Because of his job, he's known across Seville. And if this traditional way of collecting and sharpening knives were to disappear, then a small part of Spanish society and culture would be lost. How many more years are you going to keep working as a knife sharpener here in Seville?
All my life, I'll never stop until I go to another world.
And when Rafael's gone, a sound and a trade will disappear from these streets too.